You're listening to The St. Thomas Show with St. Thomas on ResolutionRDO.com. Call in or listen now at 607-203-5423. That's 607-203-5423.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Running for cover, praying this rain. to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionrdo.com. You are listening to Saint Thomas Show, and I am your host, Sonny Motherfucking T. Biatch. If you want to call in and listen now, it's area code 607-203-5423. That's area code 607-203-5423. You can follow us on various social media. Go to stthomas.com to go to our Facebook page. You can also follow us on Gab at St. Thomas Show and at Real St. Thomas and for our network at Resolution RDO. Unfortunately, Gab is going under some maintenance things right now. I think maybe they might have realized they reorganized it all again. And by the time they get a lot of the basic functions that you need that are almost commonplace on many apps now, for example, even dark mode and things like that, as soon as they get this thing all good, they decide to change it all. And they're going to do all of those features are gone for months at a time. So it's really going to be a limit to how much Gab is going to be able to expand. So they're starting to turn into Facebook to the point where they're always going to fuck with shit. And at least with Gab, though, a good portion of the time, at least they tell you they're getting ready to do changes, where Facebook don't do shit. They just change it and hope you fucking figure it out. So that's one of the biggest problems that they have. Fascist book is that they are very fascist. They don't fucking communicate to you at all unless you're doing something wrong. Then they just, and again, if you post something, half the time they won't show you what you posted wrong. Is there a meme that you didn't like? Is there a link you didn't like? Or whatever the case may be, a picture you don't like, half the time now they won't show you what the fuck they're blasting you for. So that's the biggest problem that I have with Facebook is that there's one way it's shit. And the only reason why Facebook gets away with the shit that they do is because they put themselves at the top of the fucking heap and they run carte blanche. So the only way you can get your way around that is you got to go to other similar social media sites. Unfortunately, most of those are very low circles, and I think they also practice a lot of censorship as well. VK used to be really awesome for a while, but now they've purged any traditionalist right-wing nationalists and even folkish individuals. So VK is no longer an outlet for people to check out, which is really sucking because I really enjoyed VK on many levels. And it was just starting to pick up a little bit. So that's an issue in and of itself. But a lot of interesting stuff that we are coming across here is this getting near Memorial Day weekend and what a memorial it's going to be for these motherfuckers that keep locking us down on this social distancing crap. The good thing is they realize they can't keep it down much longer because it's getting warmer out. When it gets warmer out, guess what? Nobody catches any flus. So that's an issue in itself, even though they're really still trying to keep the tyranny going by having the fucking face masks, social distancing. And I'm really sick of hearing that fucking term. Really, I am. I can't stand WHIO television. Every time Cheryl McHenry comes on, she's always fucking got to say something about it. She's pushing the tyranny. And again, she's just reading the fucking teleprompter. She's just doing her fucking job because she's some old bitch that doesn't want to retire yet. So that being said, it's just like, what the fuck? But my biggest issue is that a lot of the other reporters or anchors are still sitting at home. I mean, obviously, John Paul or James Brown's doing it, as well as Gabriel Enright. Even Kirstie Zontini, the chief meteorologist, is broadcasting her weather forecast from home. I mean, it's kind of really fucking some shit. Their attempts like, oh, they've got this and such a thing. It's like, you know what? You guys act like it's such a cool thing to do. Like, it's so cool and trendy. I'm so in vogue. No, you're not. You're a fucking loser. The only ones that show up to WHIO, except for McCall Rydags. Now, she vacillates. Some days she's at home, other days she's in the studio. But the two main ones I see in the studio are Cheryl McHenry and, what's her name, Tisha Perry. And it's pretty obvious that those are older women and don't have kids at home. So they're not as pressed about bringing stuff home and spread it to the family. But there's a lot of interesting shit that's going on. Besides, if anyone's going to get infected more than anyone, it would be the family, right? Because you're in close proximity to each other. At the same stroke, how is it when you're in a park by yourself, or even worse, like what happened to that one family, three-member family, mother, father, and son were playing t-ball out in the park, but no one around. No one was there with them. and they arrest the dad. Oh, sorry, it's a daughter. They arrest the dad right in front of his freaking daughter. Say, oh, you got to be brought in because you're not practicing social distancing. Dude, are you fucking that stupid? Either you're dumber than a fucking box of rocks, or you're the worst. If that's the case, then we need to start questioning whoever you're getting orders from, whether it be from the chief of police or your city council and mayor set up, because of the fact that these people have all been running each other the whole time. If anyone's already infected, they're already infected. If not, they're already in a close cluster of people, and they're out in the fucking open. And a lot of the shit there I saw a very excellent clip from Liz Wheeler from One American News Network. She listed the 10 things about that they got wrong on this whole thing. I'm going to try to find a video clip here and see if I can play it. Anyways, while I'm searching for that, I encourage you to check out Radio Free South Africa with Scott Vandermeer, because of the fact that excellent lineup last night. He had actually Matthew Flavel, who is the current head of the As a True Folk Assembly, and had some pretty good stuff there on that, as well as Jason Bartlett, who is doing a walk Texas to the White House and on the way raising awareness of what's going on in South Africa. I think that's phenomenal and definitely needs to be addressed. So, more power to him. I've actually connected with him on Facebook, and but it says he's good. He's essentially on lockdown until August, I think, I just heard, because of some shit that's going on. Ha! Also, if you go to stthomas.com, which is the Facebook page, there's some really good clips on there. Latest clip from Mark Dice, now for the bad news, is basically where on CNN or MSNBC, one of these fucking shows, they got Sleepy Joe Biden and that stupid gap-toothed fucking degenerate fucking Stacey Abrams up there trying to make it look like they were getting ready to make an announcement that Joe was going to pick Stacey. Yay! And you can tell just by the way Joe's just, kind of numbing up on shit as it's going on. You can just see the smile on her face just going just smaller and smaller, especially since that she's a fighter for voters' rights and shit like that, which is bullshit, because I'm surprised Mark didn't actually play the clip from 2014 where Stacey basically said, we are essentially gerrymandering white neighborhoods to vote for black candidates. And so it's pretty freaking obvious that there's some shit going on. She is totally unacceptable for any high position. She couldn't even win her own gubernatorial race. And the only position she ever done before, she was on legislative representative in the state of Georgia. I mean, she is not qualified in any way, shape, or form to even consider running for high office. So that's an interesting thing in itself. Okay, I'm trying to find a clip. Again, from Liz Wheeler from One American News. Again, she had a very powerful thing here. We're also going to cover an Ohio judge deemed the state's COVID-19 lockdown arbitrary, unreasonable, and oppressive. And again, I mentioned to you last week, another reason why my big hullabaloo about Mike DeWine during one of the protests a few weeks back was that out of all the shit, he had to bring up the fact that someone had an anti-Semitic sign. What was the big fucking deal about bringing up one fucking dude who was probably a troll with an anti-Semitic sign? What is up with that? I'm like, is he really fucking genuflecting to his fucking masters? Then we found out about a week later what the big deal was. Good old health director Amy Acton is a Jew. All of a sudden, it makes perfect fucking sense. See, one thing I've learned about politicians, as soon as they start to fucking whine and bemoan about something, it's because either that particular faction has told them to fucking do it, or they're pressuring them to say something about it. We found out that lab coat Amy here is a fucking kike. And she's got her own Brady Bunch situation going on. She had three kids from a previous relationship, and her husband that she's married to also had three kids. It's literally the Brady Bunch in her fucking house. I think it's fucking interesting myself. And then he got all pissed off because people found out where she lived and started protesting in front of her house. I'm sorry. If you're going to be a public official, you have to accept the backlash. That's just the way it is, dude. That's just the way it is. So if you don't like it, get the fuck out of the kitchen. It's that simple. It's like I remember Chris Littleton, when he first was starting, he joined one of the Ohio networks that was going on during the Tea Party movement. He started getting stuff going. And also one day on Facebook, he bemoaned the fact that he essentially got doxxed, that they found out where he worked at, and he sat, started showing up protesting, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, well, it worked. Well, you know what, dude? It's that fucking simple. If you can't take the heat, get out of the fucking kitchen. Besides, I don't want to say he was totally corrupt, but he definitely learned that there's money in politics. One thing that I noticed right away, within 3 to 5 years after the Tea Party movement started, he started forming all these little subgroups. What he was doing was he was making a lot of money on the side, and again, getting it from the same people. A lot of the Cincinnati Tea Party people were throwing out bucks for some of his groups and other ones that were really questionable. And plus the fact, I wondered what this guy's background was. And then I started doing some sniffing around and found out, oh, he's Lebanese. Now it makes fucking sense. So you start seeing shit, and he looked like he had a little bit of fucking sand dust going on there on his feet. All right, I'm trying to find clip. Oh, yeah, here's a great meme I post. So in the eyes of the left, there's a picture of Stacey Abrams and President Trump. So in the eyes of the left, this is a poised, quote-unquote, runway supermodel who's summoning her inner actress. But this is an old, morbidly obese man. But if you would have said anything about her looking like that, oh, the fucking gloves would have came off, the knives would have came out, and they would have attacked you for being racist because a lot of black women end up getting fucking big fat when they get older. It's just pretty obvious. Another great quote from Thomas Paine: those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Amen. All right, I'm trying to find... here's another one I thought was pretty good here, too. During the Middle Ages, they celebrated the end of the plague with wine and orgies. Does anyone know if they have anything like that planned when this one ends? Asking for a friend. Yeah. Just make sure it's Ohio wine, boys and girls. Okay, if you can't trust your state to correctly count COVID-19 deaths, how can you trust them to correctly count mail-in votes? And apparently, as far as the Democratic primary is concerned in Ohio, Biden has already won that. Well, I know a lot of people haven't even received their ballots, much less sent them in. Last I heard, sometime in June is when the state of Ohio is supposed to be opening up the polls again. If that is the truth, then I'm definitely waiting until then, because I'm not sending a mail-in ballot. If they tell me I got to have a mail-in ballot for the general election, fuck you. I'll tell you what I would do. I'd have a fucking ballot. I'd be banging on the B of E door here in my county, and I'd be like, someone here is going to accept my fucking ballot, or we're going to have a fucking problem here. So, because I don't trust any of that shit. Not that I don't trust electronic voting, which you're trying to foist on us during this election, and I don't trust this other shit. So, again, we still have the option of doing a paper ballot, even if it's fill-in-the-blank one. I still want it, and plus the fact I can take a picture of the damn thing myself, phone, and have my own personal record of who I voted for with my registered voting number on that fucking ballot. I don't trust the election system anymore. If I can't have some sort of full accountability of myself that I can easily review, then I don't trust it. And if you don't trust the voting system, then we don't have a republic. We have a banana republic, just like what happened in East Germany. They would give you slates, and if you didn't show up to vote for these damn slates, which are all state-run guys anyway, the Stasi would go bang at your door, drag your ass out, and ask you why the fuck didn't you vote, and they would take you to a voting poll and literally probably would just short of putting a gun to your head, tell you to fucking pull the left. So, again, Harold Zeger talked about that in his book, Freedom's Nightmare. If you ever get a chance, go back and listen to the episode guest host by Harold Zeger, and essentially it is an audio book of his experiences he wrote about in Freedom's Nightmare. I do know that he's supposed to be working on a Kindle version of that book, and hopefully if he doesn't narrate it himself, which I would like he should definitely get someone to do an audio book of his book, because of the fact that I like it better when the author themselves actually narrates it, especially if it's a Politico, because then I feel closer to that individual because they're actually talking in my ear. That's why I hate when Ron Paul actually has individuals do his audiobooks, because I don't feel as close to him, because the fact, even though it's his words, it's not Ron actually saying it. And not only that, what great quotable sound bites, because you're the actual author who is a Politico saying this. So that's my general point of view, is I like to see that happen. Okay, so here is the clip from Liz Wheeler from One American News Network. And she does her final point at the end of her tipping point with Liz Wheeler. And she does a final segment at the end of her broadcast each night. And if you don't have OAN on your cable, call them and demand it. I do know certain cable providers here in the vicinity of Dayton do carry it. A friend of mine who lives in Miamisburg near Franklin Springboro has it on her cable, but my folks don't have it, and neither does my uncle. So, I mean, so anywhere else near the Dayton area doesn't have it. So that's, I think that's all Spectrum. So you need to call Spectrum and say, hey, I want to have OAN. It's how Fox News used to be. So I'm going to play the clip here, and that way you can actually check this out for yourself.
Since the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on CNN last night was more interested in calling President Trump morbidly obese than telling you the facts about COVID-19, I will. Here are 10 facts about COVID-19 and the government-mandated lockdowns. Number one, children are more likely to die from the flu than from COVID-19. This, according to CDC data, an international data analyzed by Dr. Scott Atlas from Stanford. Number two, if you are under the age of 24, you are more likely to be struck by lightning than to die from COVID-19. This data, according to Ovik Roy at the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity. Number three, more than half of COVID-19 deaths in 20 states in the United States are in nursing homes, including 81% in Minnesota, 72% in New Hampshire, 75% in Rhode Island, and 60% in Washington State, Oregon, Nebraska, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Delaware. And yet, our politicians are ignoring it. Number four, a new study from NYU doctors shows hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin, which is an antibiotic, and zinc reduce the risk of death in COVID-19 patients by nearly 50%. Number five, when Colorado revised their COVID-19 death toll this week to differentiate between people who died with COVID versus people who died from COVID, their COVID-19 death toll dropped by 25%. This, according to the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis. Number six, new studies show herd immunity might be reached for COVID-19 when between 10 and 43% of the population contract the virus versus the traditional 60% required for herd immunity, which means some cities and states and even entire countries might be getting close to herd immunity. Number seven, lockdowns themselves are deadly. People commit suicide at higher rates thanks to unemployment, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. People are denied surgeries and medical treatment, which could cause more people to die from cancer than from COVID-19, according to a British doctor. And the economic devastation from the lockdowns causes poverty worldwide that could lead to the death of hundreds of thousands of children, according to the United Nations. Number eight, in Sweden, in Georgia, in Florida, where lockdowns are lifted, or there were never lockdowns to begin with, there has been no massive outbreak of COVID-19 infections. Number nine, the highest risk of COVID-19 transmission is at home, among family members, according to studies from Hong Kong, Germany, Taiwan. And the risk of transmitting the virus outdoors is 18 times less than transmission indoors, according to a study from Japan. Number 10, the prediction models, like Neil Ferguson's Imperial College London model that predicted 2.5 million COVID deaths in the U.S., were wrong. They were always wrong. They've been proved wrong. Even Ferguson himself admitted he was wrong without saying he was wrong. But politicians who base their COVID-19 lockdown policies on those models refuse to revise their policies based on all the science I just presented to you.
Okay, so there's a bit of a reverb there, but I'll fix it here after the fact. But I just had to mention that because, in fact, I think it's pretty interesting that she nailed it right on the head. And really, I think a lot of her talking points on that were spot on. And more people are starting to realize that there are some special older folks that believe the hype, and they're not going to say anything contrary to it, especially when they listen to all the fear porn on a lot of the 24-hour news networks. Local news is really bad. Like I said, WHIO is totally into it. And every now and then, supposing one of the reporters gets sick. And so I think that's a farce. It is an absolute farce. But again, what do I know? So I think it's pretty interesting that the more people start to really start to ask questions, it's pretty obvious that there's something else going on here, a much larger picture. And I think once it gets once it breaks out, it's going to be pretty obvious what's all going on. And so, you know, it's just a matter of time before the truth really does come out and we find out what it is a bunch of crap. And so I think it's only a matter of time. Wow. Megyn Kelly joined Tucker Carlson in an interview? That's interesting. Who cares? Who gives a fuck what that little fucking nymph has to say? We trusted her, and we found out she was fucking lying to us the whole time. So why do we give two shits about what she thinks? This is actually a very good, powerful story. Infowars.com. Italian lawmaker demands Bill Gates be arrested for crimes against humanity. But why? I think this is very, very important because of the fact that more and more we're finding, when you watch Bill Gates, this guy is so stinking drunk on power. He is the modern-day Rockefeller, okay? Bill Gates is John D. Rockefeller reborn, right? And in arguably the most high-profile outcry last week, an Italian member of parliament for Roma, Sara Cruna, delivered a speech rarely, if ever at all, heard in any parliament, and basically said that Bill Gates is a vaccine criminal and a globalist tool. And when you watch this guy in some of his interviews, he gets so giddy when he starts talking about, oh, this is just the beginning, or this is pandemic one, working on pandemic two, and blah, 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 blah. And you just watch this guy. He's got, like, the biggest shit-eating grin. It's like criminals that cannot keep their composure. They literally fall over themselves bragging. This is a prime example. I mean, this is a very definition. This isn't just a sociopath. I like Bill Gates as a psychopath. He really is. He's an absolute psychopath. The guy is so drunk with power. He has no fucking background in this shit at all, yet he claims to be fucking savior of humanity. So when you really start looking at his tactics and things of his nature, plus the fact he already had a COVID vaccine patented, mind you, patented by the end of last year. So again, I don't trust this guy as far as he can spit. Oh, isn't that nice? The video has been taken off of fucking YouTube. Of course it did. Fucking piece of shit. Well, I tell you what. Remember the clip from back in the 80s where Bill Gates is walking into a conference or some shit? The guy came up behind a pole and put a big-ass pie in his fucking face? Yeah, next time it's going to be a fucking 12-gauge auto-loader, motherfucker, and I hope they make it messy. I hope they make it look like Kurt Cobain couldn't have done a better fucking shot than this. And seriously, dude, that's the only way these fuckers are going to learn. I saw a movie that had come out a few years back, and it took me a while to finally find it. I had to go through a library network to finally get it. It's called The East, and it was actually a pretty good movie, basically about how this quasi-vigilante group was going after some of these globalist pharmaceutical companies that were taking advantage of veterans and stuff and other stuff. And what they're doing was essentially get into a position where they could administer their own shit. It actually was a fucking awesome movie. I think the general premise was, but then it started getting stupid as it went on, like a lot of movies. They kind of lose what their point is. But it was actually a very good film concept. Now, a lot of people, just like I had a buddy of mine sent me a thing today, there's a petition to change.org to petition this guy who basically is, they're hunting down pedophiles for sport. And that sounds all fine and good on the beginning, but the problem with that is that turns into a slippy slope. And the reason why I say that is I had gotten to a pretty good hot debate with a guy named Rodriguez, who at the city council, who showed up at a Springfield school board meeting, and his thing was that they were purposely changing the zones so they could widen up where pedophiles weren't allowed to They're widening up the school zones and park zones near known apartment complexes that had registered sex offenders in them, okay? And basically setting it up so they could be chemically castrated. And I said, dude, you know what? That sounds all fine and good, and it's very easy to vilify the pedophile. I'm not justifying that behavior at all. However, once you go down that slope, again, the dehumanization of a particular subgroup, once you dehumanize them, where does it end? As much as we want to go and attack the fucking National Socialists of Germany in the 1930s and 40s for supposedly going after 6 million Jews and treating them like subhumans, you know, that we supposedly did the final solution, which that whole fucking narrative is starting to unravel. My biggest problem is once you start fingering a group and say, we're going to get these guys, where does it end? Because once you justify the eradication of one particular subgroup, where does it end? Because once you eliminate one, you're going to be looking for other dragons to slay. That's how it is. And, you know, I'm definitely, you know, if someone wants to take it upon their own hand to go after a known convicted pedophile, you know, if you get caught, then you get what's coming to you, okay? But don't get me wrong. Me personally, I think that when they catch the motherfucker, I think they should, especially if they have a father, I think they should get 5 minutes in a room, in a padded room with that motherfucker. You get 5 minutes to do whatever you want to do with this motherfucker before we do whatever we're going to do, okay? To me, that's proper justice. You know, so I were to go attack my fucking daughter or something like that, give me 5 minutes. I just want 5 minutes with this motherfucker. Even if I can't kick his ass, I want the satisfaction that I had the opportunity to go after that filthy animal. You know, I have friends that are dads. Let me tell you what, if they had 5 minutes with the motherfucker that did something to one of their children, oh, man, you could save the taxpayers so much money that they could just, you know, it's called street justice. What do you think the whole thing about, if you go back and listen to Twisted Sister's 1984 album, Stay Hungry, Horror Terrier of the Beginning, was written by Dee Snider, and it's a two-part song, and it's about Captain Howdy, who does all the sadistic shit to these kids in the basement of his house, and he gets off on a technicality, and basically street justice goes after this fucker. Well, it turned into a movie, which Dee Snider starred in, called Strangeland in 1997. Apparently, he filmed a sequel to Strangeland, but I don't think it ever got released. But if you get a chance, go check that movie out. It's pretty fucking cool, and it's got a good soundtrack. But it's along that same principle. And Robert Englund was in it, and he's actually one of the victims of Captain Howdy, and it was actually pretty fucking cool to see the star of Freddy Krueger get Freddy Krueger. That was awesome. Anyways, The East is a 2013 English language film by Zal Batmanalji, starring Britt Marling, Alexander Skarsgård, and Ellen Page. They spent 2 months in 2009 practicing freeganism and co-wrote a screenplay inspired by the experiences and drawing on thrillers from the 1970s. The East was filmed in 2 months at Shreveport, Louisiana at the end of 2011, and then the film premiered to strong reviews at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival, January 2013, is released in theaters on May 31st. Again, it's an excellent, excellent film and a very good, interesting scenario. It's one of those movies that you definitely need to view. If you have a library card, this is the movie you want to get. Again, it's called The East. The East. So, good film. And I saw it because it was on a preview for another film that I checked out. So, it's a pretty good thing in itself. Okay, we'll be back right after these brief messages, and going to dive into some more interesting shit. Apparently, Musk's SpaceX is supposed to be going to flight within a week, and I guess one of the astronauts apparently may back out of it, and good old Captain James T. Kirk has offered to fill his place. That would be interesting in itself. But you never know. Like I said, I think it's really cool. Unfortunately, he didn't have enough time to train for this. But it would be interesting to see how that would turn out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com. You're listening to The St. Thomas Show on the Resolution Radio Network.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
We'll be right back.
We got smoke-free orders for the Resolution Radio Blood Tea. Those should be coming very shortly. I will be actually getting ready to order those shirts in the next couple of weeks. So if you're interested in checking out the Resolution Radio Nothing Matters More Than Blood, black lettering over a gray sun and rat on a red T-shirt, definitely check it out. You can send $25 plus $5 shipping and handling to Sonny Thomas. You check a money order paid to Sonny Thomas. Go to P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. If you include check and money order, make it payable to St. Thomas. If you include cash, make sure it's well concealed. And please ensure that you send me your contact information and what size shirt you prefer. Like I said, we will be ordering these shirts probably the next 2 weeks, so probably a little week after Memorial Day weekend, and I'll be mailing them out shortly after I get them back, hopefully by the end of June and before 4th of July weekend. So, that would be pretty freaking awesome in its own regard. And, let's see, like I said, I have two more orders that are pending. If you are already friends with me on Facebook, you can actually pay me through Facebook Messenger. If not, message me directly through messages there through sunnythomas.com on Facebook, and I will try to get with you that way. So, very much appreciated, and this is the beginning of starting the Resolution Radio store and be able to have items that are regularly available, and also for our listeners to show their support, not only for this great radio network, but some of the planks that we definitely go for. Okay, so I won't be able to play the other clip that I was needing to because my board is acting stupid. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? So, such is life, eh? Okay, so I guess we can continue on to what we were talking about before. Okay, where is my click? Okay, so anyway, so Star Trek captain wants to join NASA's historic Demo 2 mission. William Shatner has plenty of fictional space flight experience, and he looks good in a SpaceX spacesuit. There's a ready, willing, and waiting replacement waiting in the wings if NASA astronauts Bob Behnken or Doug Hurley can't make it aboard the SpaceX crew, Dragon, for its historic launch next week. Star Trek actor William Shatner has volunteered for the journey to the International Space Station. Shatner, famous for his role as Captain James T. Kirk, tweeted a photo of his face in his SpaceX spacesuit to NASA's attention on Wednesday, just in case the suit does fit, he wrote. You know, that would actually really be cool. Actually, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I think Shatner is a cultural icon. Unfortunately, he's not an American citizen. He's actually still a Canadian citizen. He has a green card here in the United States. But that being said, I think it would be cool shit. I mean, if John Glenn was able to go back up in his later age and was able to get incredible research culled from that particular mission, which, by the way, his wife just passed away recently, John Glenn's wife, I think she was 100 years old. I think that would be really cool. But how cool would it be for one of the main guys in all of science fiction to actually be in space? So I think it would really be cool if they could make some sort of accommodation. You know, if they had enough time, he could probably do some basic physical stuff, know the basics. I think he, you know, again, he's in his 80s, so it would be interesting to see, but why not? So I think it would be cool shit. Supposing some of our cultural icons are not dead, like Prince and Lemmy and some of these others actually aren't dead. They're actually being frozen in carbonite and they're going to be transported to Mars. Supposing that's what they're saying. So it'll be interesting to see. So it's a story in its own right, and I think it's actually pretty freaking cool. However, I did come across British RAC rocker Brutal, who I've featured on this program many times. Apparently, they are working on some new material. I was actually floored to see this. So at the end of last year, according to here, Kim McClellan has been working on some new stuff with Brutal Attack. And let's see. They actually did a show back in November 2019. There's actually a short video clip that on there, and they are working on a new album. So I think that's actually pretty freaking cool. However, there is an incident that happened in Sweden recently that has really started to strike a nerve about the migration problem. Tommy Lind is an individual in Sweden. Do not know if he was a member of the Nordic Resistance Movement or not. He does look like a skinhead, but I think it's pretty interesting because, in fact, it started to really raise a serious question. If you go to NordicResistanceMovement.org, you can find some of that information there. Yes, there was a memorial gathering for Tommy Lind in Karnosand. That was, looks like it was published on May 16th. I'm trying to find the actual clip, because I know it just happened like within the last week or two. Anyways, so apparently Black or some Muzzy was raping a Swedish woman, and he jumped on the guy and kicked his fucking ass for doing it. And somehow in the process, other guys came out of somewhere, and here it is, the murder of Tommy. There's no more excuses. Apparently, they killed him. So, here it is. It's actually a radio excerpt, a little segment from Nordic Frontier. Tommy was murdered by a racial stranger when he tried to stop him from raping a Swedish girl in Härnösand, Sweden. On Tuesday night, the murder is discussed on Nordic Frontier. The conversation begins at 10:45. Here's the Swedish article about the hero Tommy here. Okay, so we will click on that. Yes, yeah, on nordfront.se, which is the Nordic Frontier's Swedish website. And if you have a Google Translate button, you can click it from Swedish to English. Okay, so Tommy gave his life to stop raping on a white woman. He would never bow down. In memoriam, I will happily lay down my life for what I believe in, 18-year-old Tommy must have said recently. During the night of Sunday, he was murdered by a racial stranger when he tried to prevent a rape by a female acquaintance. So it's even worse, he knew it. Okay. Nordfront has drawn attention to the tragedy of the murder of a 19-year-old Swedish man who died on Sunday after being severely stabbed. Sudanese Abu Bakr Mohammed is suspected of murdering the 19-year-old for trying to stop the stranger from raping a young Swedish woman at a party. Tommy, as the 19-year-old is called, was taken by ambulance to a hospital, but his life could not be saved. Mohammed is now being held in custody, suspected of murder, serious rape, serious abuse, and illegal threats. He had been previously convicted of, among other things, theft, mockery, drug crimes, and sexual assault of a girl who was younger than 15 at the time. Nordfront has made contact with two of Tommy's friends who tell of a young national man full of hope and who never departed from the principles. At first, Tommy sympathized with the alternative for Sweden, but according to his friends, he was nevertheless a convinced national socialist. I don't think he had any regrets about how he got to go. If I can say it himself, he would not do it any other way, says Tommy's friend who calls himself Flint for the North Front about how Tommy died. He got the ultimate test, and he showed that he had the heart in the right place, that he meant everything he had previously said. I know that Valhalla welcomes him with open arms. Alexander, who lives in Western Sweden, got to know Tommy a few years ago, says the same thing. He died in a good way. He died when he was defending a friend. He did the right thing, and that is the Tommy I know and love. According to Alexander, the behavior was typical of Tommy. He always defended his comrades and girlfriends from both Rudians and immigrants. So as you read on the article, it really covers a lot more information on there. So again, you got to ask yourself, how many people do you know would step up and do what's right? I heard stories of even my dad. Some people knew him. My dad used to work for a restaurant chain that was here long, long, long before. And people that knew him back then said that he was actually would be one of the first ones to step up for a lady if someone was smack or especially a fucking a minority trying to fucking step out of place, which is funny. I never thought my dad was actually that type of character, but apparently from what these individuals said, that he'd stepped up for a lady. So that's interesting. I didn't know that at the time. But I thought that was pretty interesting. But, you know, probably wouldn't surprise me because a lot of times my dad was also a very giving person on some things, but he was very selfish. Fortunately, in his particular case, he had a lifelong battle of alcoholism, and it finally got him. And it's sad to see someone have that type of monkey on their back. And, you know, matter of fact, he was coming after my graduation from high school because he lived out west and flew to Chicago. Some, for whatever reason, the weather was bad, so he missed his flight, so he had to wait another flight. He got drunk in the airport bar, and I wasn't on board the plane, so he basically cashed the ticket and went back home. And I tell him, I said, you know, of all the shit that my dad had done in the past, I said, yes, you know, Dad, I won't do it for that. Because I said, that's bullshit. I said, Chicago is only 5 hours drive from Dayton. I said, we could have came and picked your ass up. There's no excuse for that shit. So until the day he died, I told him that was one thing I would never forgive him for, because of the fact that anyone that mattered to me at that time was there when I graduated from high school. The only other person that didn't show up was my grandfather on my mother's side, because he was starting to have a lot of health issues, and he was too proud to sit in a wheelchair. And so it really pissed me off a bit, but my dad even more so, because it was my father. And I tell him this one thing I would never forgive him for, because of the fact there's no excuse for that. He couldn't even get his shit checked long enough to see his boy graduate, so, you know, fuck him. But otherwise, everything else, so I love my father, and I was always trying to reach out to him, but he just decided he was social distance himself from me. And that's his loss, you know. Even my brother, he's passed away, you know. Mike only got to see him maybe once or twice in his life. That was it. So, no big skin off his nose, but I knew my dad a lot more than my brother did, so. And so they're both have gone. So that the hell sucks, man. So I encourage people to make sure that if you have children, make them a priority in your life. Now, when you get to the point where the kids are so fucking up that you're just beating your head against the wall, like I have some friends who have their kids have grown up and they just keep doing the same dumb shit all the time, just let them go. Because it doesn't do any good to fucking get bent out of shape trying to help them when they won't even help themselves. So that's the only way you can deal with it, is to say, you know what, fuck it. And that's how it's got to be. And eventually hopefully they'll get their head out of their ass and they'll figure out what's going on, but hopefully it's not before you're gone, you know. But that's the whole purpose of raising your children, is to make sure that they can take care of themselves. But some of these kids these days, this whole new generation, they have no morals, they have no discipline, they have no drive. And so they just keep doing the same dumb shit over and over and over again. And what's really worse is our white folks keep falling into that fucking pitfall and don't do anything about it. And, you know, you can only do so much. So live your fucking life. If your kids don't want to fucking get their shit straight, oh, well, you've done all you can do. Wash your hands of the situation and move it on. So that's all you can do. It sucks. It's called tough love, but, you know, sometimes that's what you've got to do. Tyler's show tonight is Rise Up and Be Counted. And the reason why I say that is because of the fact that Wally's Lounge is starting to come loose. Restaurants are starting to open up a little bit. Retail should be opening up soon. I don't know the exact date on that here in Ohio, but I'm assuming probably after Memorial Day. If not, there'd be in limited capacity, because I'm dying to go a second time around and get some music for some shit that I'm looking for. So, yeah, I'm ready to get out there. I'm tired of going to Wally World. So that's one of the things I'm looking at here, too. So I would recommend people definitely have three things you need to seriously consider. We as a people need to really start educating ourselves and educating our children right now. They're talking about virtual school classrooms, maybe 2 days a week of actual class, all sorts of crazy shit's going on by fall. Fuck all that shit. Now's the opportunity to get rid of government schools. And that being said, I think there needs to be a major fucking movement towards unfunding these school systems, because of the fact that we never had to worry about fucking property taxes paying for school before. Why are we doing it now? Not to mention, I don't think unless you own property, should you be allowed to vote on school levies, because you have no skin in the game. If you live in a fucking apartment and they don't raise your rent every time a school levy goes up, you shouldn't be allowed to vote for school levies. Period. Period. And I think when you retire, you should be able to freeze your tax rate at that rate the day you file for retirement. because it's not fair to many of our older people. I mean, in Springboro, we had 5-6 school levies back-to-back to try to pass, and we said no every fucking time. And a friend of mine is a widow and disabled, and one more school levy would tax her right out of her fucking home. There's something wrong with that. There's something seriously wrong with that. As a matter of fact, I'm seriously contemplating going to the city council myself and stating that we need to pass some sort of fucking tax relief program that when people are on limited ability, they're retired or disabled, especially if they're homeowners, they need to have all of their taxes frozen at the rate when they retired or had to list themselves as disabled. I think that's the proper thing to do, and I think all of us are going to get old eventually. I think you'd have a lot more support for certain things if our old people are not being taken advantage of, period, end of argument. Secondly, I think we need to seriously consider us as a people, especially as whites, we need to breed. In other words, a lot of these girls that are going out and having maybe only one or two kids and getting fixed is bullshit because of the fact that we are limiting our ability to grow our race and prosper. I'm not saying give a fuck every goddamn thing that's out there, but I've actually had conversations with individuals and said, look, well, I've got my two kids and said, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, in your particular case, you may have had one baby daddy or two baby daddies, you know, but you know what? All of a sudden, years later, you come along and you finally find that one guy who's ready to, you know, stand with you, marry you, whatever the case may be, and you don't have anything extra to offer, and you're still viable? Bullshit. No one's going to spend $3,000-$4,000 getting unfixed. That's just the way it is. I mean, if you're not sleeping around, you don't have problems. If you are, wear a Jimmy hat. You know, I mean, seriously, get on birth control. But the bottom line is you want to make sure you have the option of still doing that because there are a lot of guys that won't marry a woman that's already got a ready-made family if they can't have a little extra skin in the game themselves, and that means flipping the skins. So something you might want to seriously consider, ladies. I mean, you can be responsible, but the bottom line, and it also makes you more of a moral person. Don't go sleep around just because a guy looks good in a pair of fucking jeans and wears a cowboy hat. Sorry, you ain't going to fucking work out for you. So, you know, but what I'm saying is we need to really start looking at the long-term effects of our race. And a lot of it is because we don't allow ourselves to procreate properly. And the way our court systems are all rigged, we've really screwed ourselves from allowing us to procreate as a race because men are so scared for commitment. They're afraid to get married because they know they're going to get screwed in the courts between alimony, losing all their fucking shit, and then child support. A lot of these guys don't want to have kids because their finances are going to get fucking excoriated. And that shit needs to change. It needs to change quickly or we're going to die out as a race 10 times as fast as we should. Unacceptable on multiple levels. And if they don't look like you, you don't bed with them. It's that simple. If I have to go into more explanation, then you're dumber than a box of rocks and you shouldn't be breeding at all. But that's just my thing. So some conversations I've had with some folks recently on the topic, I'm really going to start really exercising this plank because of the fact that we need to make sure we have our future generations. Teach them at home, teach them skills they need to protect themselves, and how to survive when the grid goes down. That's what really fucking matters. All right, so also encourage people, especially our white folk, if you haven't started looking into things, into our old European pagan religions, you may want to seriously, because in fact, it is a hark back to better days, who we are as a people. No matter where in Europa your family's from, find out your legends, gods, and heroes that made us who you are as a people, and then relearn them because you might be re-inspired by it. All right, Slime Ma, and I encourage you to go to South Africa Family Relief Project at SAFRPSA.org and even contribute $5. It's a lot of money in Rand, their currency down there, and can really help feed a lot of our brothers and sisters down there in South Africa that are getting screwed by this shit and screwed by the ANC government. This is Slanchi Ma, hail Odin, and hail victory.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
You produce your own music and want to market it successfully. Your solution, Fire.com. This is how digital music distribution works. Register, load up song, and earn money. Fire.com takes your music into over 300 download portals. For example, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, or Beatport. Register now and take off with Fire's professional music distribution. Load up your music.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, 1 beat. 100 hearts, 1 beat. 10,000 hearts, 1 beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, and you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
This is a fascinating look at one of the most lied about periods in the history of mankind. In keeping with our motto, free movies, free minds, free speech, I ask that you watch, you decide. A statement made by UndergroundDocumentaries.com in 2013. The only untold story of World War II you will ever need to know.
You have done a magnificent job. The visual impact that people will experience when they see what you have produced. You've been very impartial in your presentation, and you have allowed the people, the viewers, to make up their own mind. You present the evidence, and anyway, it's an honor to have you on the program.
I want to say that the work that Dennis Wise has undertaken and accomplished, and the value of this work cannot be underestimated at this time, especially. He has undertaken to present actual information about the most controversial period in human history. We have been given a narrative that has painted a picture, an image for the world to consume. And we have to look at this. The reason this is so important this time for everyone to look at is we have to challenge the lies. Okay, that's one thing right there, just from a moral standpoint. In our time today, it is more than that, just a morality. It is a matter of physical survival itself, because we have to look at this period and look at exactly what happened, which Dennis Wise has presented to us in his great accomplishment that he has put together there. We have to look at what happened. Who had power in 1945? It was Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt. And what did they do with this power? As again illustrated in his great work, greatest story never told. Yes, if you want to see the dangers that are facing the world today, just watch this film. One can see the actual facts, indisputable facts, of what really happened at that time.
To find out more on this phenomenal documentary series on Adolf Hitler and World War II, go to thegreateststorynevertold.tv.